Catch Biz Talk with Jim Rossetti, Saturday morning at 9 on News Talk 1150 WHBY.
Welcome once again to Northeast Wisconsin's all-business talk show on the radio. I'm your host, Jim Rossetti. You're on Biz Talk. I'm here this morning with co-host Tony Bush. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Jim, and happy 4th of July.
It is a great weekend, man.
Beautiful.
I'll tell you what. Beautiful weather out there, and I think
beautiful.
If there's anybody at home, and Kenny Kempfer has already proved there is, because he had a bunch of calls this morning, and they were talking cars, so don't ask us how to fix your 56 Buick or your 59 T-Bird.
We'll help you fix your business.
We work on businesses. We try to make you, successful as an entrepreneur. Empowerment.
Better mileage.
And that's what better
money
mileage.
Smoother.
Yeah. That's what we're hoping you get more mileage out of your
start easier.
Easy startups.
There
yes.
You go.
And if you want to give us a call this morning, we got an open show. We did not book a guest.
Right.
It is the 4th of July weekend. Usually we avoid a guest that so we get people a fair break. They get on here and get more listeners.
This is our listeners program this morning.
It is. And then we welcome calls.
We do.
And if you call us, as always, I'm giving away a great book. It was written by four authors, Dr. Stephen Covey being one of them, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. You got one. And Ken Blanchard and Jack Canfield, Chicken Soup for the Soul.
Mm-hmm.
That's been on the New York Times bestseller list for years. That thing is still good. And I mentioned Stephen Covey. And then we've got Patricia Clayson.
Mm-hmm.
Who was one of our guest speakers.
Speaking of success.
We've got a great program coming up here in September at the SCORE chapter. So, but before we get to that, why don't we just tell people who may not know yet,
who
is SCORE?
What
and what
here?
Is SCORE all about? Yeah.
Well, Jim, the program Biz Talk is produced each week by the SCORE chapter here in Appleton and Oshkosh and Fond du Lac, because our chapter extends for 8 counties from Appleton through Fond du Lac.
Right, it sure does.
We have 60 counselors in our chapter who provide free counseling advice to those who want to start a business, are thinking of starting a business, or have started a business and are in business and have a question on something. We have disciplines that include HR, IT, manufacturing, banking, accounting, a number of different...
Marketing, cash
yep.
flow management,
yep.
Two big ones.
Yep. And if you have an issue with your business and you just have a question, you can go to scorefoxcities.com. That's our website,
right.
scorefoxcities.com. Read about our SCORE chapter. And if you'd like to, you can fill out the application that's online, hit the send button, and within a week, SCORE counselors should be contacting you to ask if you'd like to schedule a meeting to talk about
right.
the question you raised.
Yep.
And it's free. It's a national organization. We are a chapter here in the Appleton, Fox Cities area, and we bring the show to the listening audience
sure.
every week. We're happy to do that. 50
and
weeks
if they
a
go
year.
Into the website and they want to click on the radio show, because there's a little button on the side to click the radio show, they'll take them over to our website, biztalkwithscore.com. And on there, all the shows that we do on there are archived.
Mm-hmm.
So people can kind of go in there and pick a show that they might have
topic,
wanted to listen to.
Pick
yeah.
a topic or guest and listen to the program.
And it's all there. So
it's a wonderful setup, and we're very happy that we have that technology to invite the listening audience to come and preview SCORE.
Exactly.
And register for a counseling session. I'd also like to mention that someone has to pay the bills. And we have a number of very, very good sponsors and faithful sponsors. We appreciate them very much. Associated Bank, been a sponsor for a long time.
Yep.
Epiphany Law, Kevin Eisman and his legal team at Epiphany Law focus only on business law.
Sure.
Alberts and Haling, a CPA firm located in Appleton and Green Bay, specialize in accounting for small businesses and individuals. So if you have any accounting questions, give Alberts and Haling, Kurt Haling, a call over in Appleton.
Yeah, those folks are really helped me tremendously over there. Yeah.
The Venture Center is the sponsor, and we also want to make a special mention for the Business News because they do a little ad for our program in their biweekly newspaper.
Right. Yep.
And if you have not subscribed to the Business News for $18 a year, every 2 weeks you get a paper that's full of just relative good business news for business
owners.
Yeah,
and you find out what's going on all in multiple counties here in northeastern Wisconsin.
It's a good newspaper for business news.
Yeah, good information. Information is power.
It is.
And using it is the next step, but we'll talk about that. Okay, why don't we, Robbie, are we ready to take a quick break, and then we'll come right back? We got some conversation this morning, so you're going to want to stay with us. Here right here on the Business Talk Radio Network, News Talk 1150 WHBY.
How do I get my business running?
Not sure how to get your business venture off the ground? Let Albertson Healing help you properly set up your business right from the start. You're big enough to handle all of your business startup needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
As the number one SBA lender in Wisconsin, Associated Bank has been helping small businesses grow for over 120 years. By getting to know you, your business, and the goals you hope to achieve, Associated is able to offer a wide range of financial solutions to help you run your business more efficiently and save you time and money. If you're interested in learning more about the financial solutions Associated offers to business owners, visit an Associated branch or AssociatedBank.com. Loan subject to credit approval, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC, and Associated Bank Corp.
If you do what you've always done, where will you be when the economy recovers? Act now to refine your management skills and learn how to lead your business through economic peaks and valleys with Proceed from the Venture Center at Fox Valley Technical College. We're the leading business innovation center in the New North, featuring customized instruction with self-paced online training modules, personalized coaching from proven business experts, and meet the CEO roundtables and speakers. Listen to what our successful graduates say.
Proceed is the best secret weapon a company can have in today's competitive world and has helped take my business to the next level and into the future.
Or if you've dreamed of running your own business, learn how with our eSeed Entrepreneur Training. Hundreds of eSeed graduates are in business today, and here's what they say.
eSeed allowed me to craft a game plan needed for a best practice approach to a successful business.
Find out more about Venture Center Business Training. Visit us online at venturecenterwi.biz or call 920-735-5709.
Are you an entrepreneur starting up a business? Maybe you've been in business for several years and your company is growing. Either way, you need a trusted legal advisor. Epiphany Law can help. Epiphany Law is a business law boutique that provides expertise to startup and growing businesses. Period. They don't do divorces. They don't chase accident claims. And they don't dabble in criminal law. They pride themselves on providing solutions to businesses of varying shapes and sizes. And they have the expertise to be your all-around business legal advisor. In short, they do business law. And they do it very well. It's been said that an epiphany is a flash of light that points to a better way. At Epiphany Law, they provide that better way. If you're a business owner who's ready for a fresh, business-focused approach to legal advice, call the business law experts of Epiphany Law today at 920-996-0000 or look them up online at epiphanylaw.com.
Okay, we are back. We are talking business right here on the radio. And we got a great show this morning. Well, we always got great shows, but, you know, if you're somebody who is, and there's a lot of people who have been looking for jobs, probably some cases for more than a year, which is really sad.
Yeah.
And they're not finding them. And let's face it, there's not a lot of jobs out there anymore. Outsourcing is going on, all sorts of things. But now a lot of people will turn to starting a business because of that situation. Right. That's not always the best way to start a business, but sometimes it's out of necessity.
Right.
And we can talk a little bit about that this morning. If anybody's out there that may be caught up in that, your name doesn't go out on the air with just a first name. You can give us an anonymous first name if you want to.
Donald Duck.
You can be. Well, Donald did call us, though.
He did call, yeah, a couple of weeks ago.
Anyway, one of the things before we took the break I did want to mention is that the SCORE chapter, we don't do a lot of programs like we used to do. We used to do a lot of them.
Educational programs.
Educational.
Right.
And we put them on for business people.
We've got a Whopper coming up in September.
Yeah, we kind of saved all our energies and put it into that one-day-long event. That'll be on September the 30th this year. And it's going to be at the DJ Bordini Center. As of right now, we might be looking for a different home if this thing gets such a attendance that we want to get bigger, a bigger crowd. Mm-hmm. But we're going to have, it'll be right in the midst of football season. And, of course, maybe Robbie or Tony has heard of the legendary coach Vince Lombardi. Have you heard of him?
Yeah.
You heard of him.
It's kind of a familiar name, I guess.
Once or twice I've heard his name mentioned.
Well, I've got good news.
Is he in Illinois?
We invited him to be at our day-long event. Unfortunately, that's not possible. But, behold the underlying truth.
The audience is getting confused.
We will be bringing in his grandson, John Lombardi. Who actually was very much involved with football. He was a scout for the, Kansas City Chiefs and the Tennessee Titans. He lives down in Nashville now, and he's going to come up and
be our keynote speaker.
And he's going to talk comparing football to business, and there's a lot of similarities there. Mm-hmm. I've always felt that way. It's a good metaphor, good analogy to use football, because how many times do we get sacked in the business world, and we lose 15 yards,
and it's often,
and we got to get back on our feet. And we got to get those 15 yards back that we lost. And we're shooting for the end zone, right? We're trying to get for the goal. In our business, we're shooting for pay dirt. We want to see some dollars come in. Right?
Now, the event on September 30th, the cost?
Well, the cost right now is $55, and that's a bargain because we've got, of course, our keynote speaker is John Lombardi. And we're also going to have Mark Burwell. Mark is the one of the founders. I don't know if he's a founder, but I think he's very early stage. He was of the
Urban Hope.
Urban Hope, yeah.
Urban Hope,
which Reggie White was a big part of that when he was with the Green Bay Packers.
And he has now expanded his Urban Hope operation into Ohio.
He did, yes.
Yes.
And he calls it the E-Hub.
Very entrepreneurial.
Yeah.
Very inspiring guy.
And he's going to talk about the evolution of entrepreneurship, mm-hmm. which I think is a very interesting subject. We've got John Ingrassano. John is a marketing professional, and he's also an author and a writer.
It's a day-long event.
Day-long,
$55,
yep.
September 30, Bordini Center, and there's a good meal.
Right, that's correct.
Yep. The Fox Valley Tech's Culinary Arts Department is going to be providing a great meal.
Lunch is included, that's exactly right.
And where can you learn more about this? Is there on our website
yet? Well, yes, it's probably not quite up on our website yet, but it should be there within a week.
It'll be this month. It'll be up there, and then we'll be doing more marketing through different banks and different lenders and accounts.
We'll put it out there. We're going to do some email blasts. We're going to send out some postcards. We'll send out electronic brochures.
And we have room for 100 people in the room.
Right. That's what we're shooting for, is about 100.
Yeah.
Then you got a good manageable crowd, and people can really learn something.
And it's a good networking opportunity, because one of the segments of this day is set aside to have, we have, I think, 3 or 4 SCORE clients who've been through the SCORE chapter are coming to share their experience and what it meant.
Some of them have been guests on this show.
What it meant to get some advice from SCORE to help them be successful. Or decide not to do business,
right?
Whatever their decision was.
Well, the thing is, all these businesses that'll be there actually got past the startup phase.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are still pretty young businesses, but they're on the right track.
It's a good day to come and learn how to deal with some of the frustrations or the problems that you're looking at as you're starting or growing a business.
Right.
Everybody has them, and there's always a way through them.
Let me give out a number in case somebody wants to call us this morning. This is a great morning to give us a call, because we don't have a guest. Tony and I are the guests this morning, and Robbie is sitting in here keeping us on the air. If you want to give us a call, we'd love to hear from you. Maybe you got a question. Maybe there's something that's been perplexing you, a startup question or a business question. You can call us at 281-1150 if you're in the Appleton area, 281-1150. For anybody listening that's outside of Appleton, maybe you're in Green Bay, maybe over in Chilton, maybe Sheboygan, maybe Fond du Lac, you can call us at 866-887-1150. That's 866-887-1150. Call us on our TDS Metricom toll-free line, and we'll get you right on the air, and we'll send you a book for calling. So,
Jim, you know, there's so many things you read about today in our economy, locally and nationally.
Right.
One of the things that we read about this past week was when Joe Biden was giving a speech recently, he said, we've pretty much lost 8 million jobs in this country.
Right.
We probably won't get them back. Of course, no one likes to hear that. Unemployment is up around 10%, but it's probably higher because they don't count the people who've given up looking for work.
Exactly.
That probably wraps it up to about 13, 14, 15%. Mm-hmm. Now, when people are out of work, one alternative is to start their own business. And as you mentioned in the beginning of the show, they have to really think it through and they have to be passionate about it. That in itself is not the right motivation or the right timing to enhance the success of the business, but it depends on how committed the business owner is.
Right. Yeah.
Then there are those folks out there who still have a job, but they see something on the wall, a handwriting starting to appear on the wall. So they start looking at options, a plan B, and developing a plan B. Now, we've had so many guests on the program over the last 8 to 10 years that it's really interesting to hear what prompted them to start a business.
Right. Oh, yeah. It's and everybody has a different story, and it's seemingly a different reason for starting
it. And so many of our guests who shared that with us didn't really see the potential of that little flicker of interest in that thing or that business. Well, it's just a hobby. It's just my friend told me I should try it. I'm kind of good at it.
Yeah.
And they went out and did it, and it became a pretty successful business.
Yeah, exactly. One of the things that you mentioned, and I think as a SCORE counselor, you are one, I am one, we both counsel small business people.
Right.
When somebody wants to start a business, I usually, and they have a job, and the first thing they want to do is quit that job, you know, because they probably don't like the job to begin with.
Right.
But I never give that advice. I never encourage people to do that. Always, look, hang on to the job while you're starting the business.
Right.
Keep that income coming in because you don't want to cut the income spigot off.
And if you do have a job, there's probably income plus benefits like health care.
Exactly.
And if you're out on your own and as a business owner, you don't qualify for a lot of plans because you might be all alone. If you're a single person business,
start the job, and you know, in your after hours time, your weekend time, there's time to be able to put the pieces together to get that started. And I do encourage people to come in and see a SCORE counselor, and we'll talk and
talk to folks, use sounding boards, get advice, and explore the process of opening a business because a lot of people are very good at baking pies.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they don't understand buying material from the vendors.
I'm good at eating
them. Payables, accounts receivables, and marketing. They really like to just bake the pie, but they don't understand the rest of it. That's a very important part of it.
You know, in running a restaurant, and just because you eat in them doesn't mean you are qualified to run one or actually be a restaurateur. We were talking a little bit before the show, and you had brought up the idea of banking. And today, I think there's a lot of strained relationships between entrepreneurs and their banks.
Mm-hmm. And it's driven by a couple of different things, you know.
You know, somebody is the business is showing some signs of deterioration. Things are hitting them right now with a tough economy. And I think the natural inclination is for people to hide from that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's pretend it's not happening. It'll go away.
It'll go away, and the banker's not going to notice.
Right.
But unfortunately, and basically, I guess fortunately, banking has gotten back on track through the mortgage debacle.
Right.
You were involved in the mortgage industry, Jim, for a long time. And
thank God I'm out of that business.
You know, credit became too easy, and business owners were able to get credit when maybe they really shouldn't have gotten it.
I saw that, sure.
You know, and what happens in a case like that is there comes a time when they have to pay the loan back.
Right.
And while that's going on and the economy's going down and we've had this recession, banks are now getting saddled with new regulations requiring them to act on bad loans in a way that they might not have acted 3-4 years ago.
Right.
I was at a banking conference earlier this year, and one of the speakers was saying the bank of tomorrow is going to look like the bank of yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And that means we're going back to the basics.
Going back, to
have some equity in the business. Right. Don't do 120% financing.
Skin in the game, as they say.
And have a plan.
Yeah.
So you're right, Jim. If the business owner sees some deterioration or tough times in their business, one of the first calls ought to be to the banker and invite the banker over to your business, sit down and have a talk and explain what's going on. Now, the business owner is going to think, my goodness, why would I invite the wolf into my home?
Right.
He's going to eat me. That's not true. The banker basically is very knowledgeable about that business. That business owner may have a bakery shop, it may be a construction company, it may be a machine shop, any kind of business, but the bankers deal with a number of those, mm-hmm. restaurants, bars.
Yep.
They have experience, and they have some advice on how you can fix a problem before it gets too severe.
Right.
If you let it go, it gets like a wound on your arm. It'll get infected, and it just gets worse.
Well, you know,
you have to take care of it.
And the bank is ready when you open the up to them and confide. And
here's the underlying motivation from the bank. This is the underlying motivation from the bank's perspective. They make money by making loans.
Right.
If they lose that loan, that money goes away, that income goes away, they have to replace it with another loan.
Well, you know, or write it off, because that person may not be able to pay it back at all. They can call the note in, but if you don't have it,
if you catch it early enough, the bank will do everything they can to work with the business owner to preserve that asset that the bank has on its balance sheet.
Right.
That is the loan.
Yeah.
They don't want to just see somebody fail, because if they don't have loans on the books, the bank makes less money.
Exactly.
And bankers are measured by how many loans they have on the books.
Or non-performing loans on the books.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
No payments coming in, the loan is dormant.
So it's a good thing you brought that up, Jim. Yeah. The bottom line there is, be open with your bank and communicate with the bank. The reality may be perceived differently between the business owner and the lender. The lender might say, well, you know, you've got these ratios, leverage and debt service coverage and so on, they're just not going in the right direction, and how are you going to turn that around? And if the business owner doesn't have any reason for how they can turn that around, the reality is going to be different between the business owner and the lender.
Okay, why don't we take a break? We're going to encourage your phone calls. I'll give out the numbers once again on the other side, but you're on the Business Talk Radio Network right here at News Talk 1150 WHBY. We'll be right back.
Or simple IRA.
I need a plan for me and my employees.
Not sure what retirement plan is best? Let Albertson Healing set up your unique program and help keep it running smoothly. We're big enough to handle all of your business investment needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
If you're looking for a business banking partner, consider Associated Bank. They've been helping businesses meet their financial goals for over 120 years. Associated understands the need to streamline your operation to help your business run smoothly and efficiently. That's why they offer fast, easy, flexible tools to help you manage your cash flow and quickly and securely access your account information. If you're looking to enhance productivity and profitability of your business, visit an Associated Bank branch or AssociatedBank.com. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC and Associated Bank Corp.
The innovation on-ramp starts at the Venture Center. Don't get passed up in the race for innovation. Visit the Venture Center at Fox Valley Technical College. The Venture Center is the leading business innovation center in the New North, with customized programs for entrepreneurs, existing businesses, and corporations. You can learn the basics of starting and managing your own business, or learn how to refine your business skills in the successful ProSeed program.
At the Fab Lab at Fox Valley Technical College, you can take your idea to reality. We feature the only digital product fabrication laboratory in the United States designed specifically for entrepreneurs, businesses, and inventors. Our experts will help you design and make a product prototype with desktop electronics, software, and industrial-grade fabrication. Find out more about the Venture Center and the Fab Lab at Fox Valley Technical College. Visit us online at venturecenterwi.biz or call 920-735-5709.
Okay, we are back here on Biz Talk. We are back talking business this morning, and we are welcoming your calls. If you want to give us a call this morning and you're in the Appleton area, we'll take the call. We want to hear from you. It's 281-1150, 281-1150, and if you're outside the Appleton area, you can use our TDS Metricom toll-free line. That is 866-887-1150. And if I sound a little bit hoarse this morning, that's because I was screaming my lungs out last night at a
gig.
You
were singing.
Well, they called it singing, but I was...
If anyone sees you singing, you're doing a good job.
So some people say, is that what they call what he calls that?
It's good Jimmy Buffett and Frank Sinatra.
Frank
music.
Sinatra. Actually,
were you playing tonight?
We were probably doing more Rolling Stones this last night and ZZ Top.
Were you playing tonight?
Tonight at Fox Hills Country Club out in the Manitowoc area.
And what time
Michigan.
Does that start?
8:30 to 12:30.
Good.
Tonight and tomorrow.
What we should do, too, is we should plug our Fond du Lac Score chapter and Oshkosh.
Yes.
The branch offices.
That's correct. That's correct. We just...
We have counselors living in Oshkosh. We have counselors living in Fond du Lac who are dedicated, like the counselors in Appleton, to helping business owners.
Sure.
And that Fond du Lac area is our newest expansion.
It used to be
part of the Milwaukee chapter, I think.
They didn't know whether they were part of the Milwaukee's chapter score or the Fox Valley
they
chapter.
They have a home now.
Yes.
They have a home. And we do have very active score counselors down in Oshkosh and in Fond du Lac.
Right.
So you can find that out by going to scorefoxcities.com.
So anybody in Fond du Lac that's listening...
Scorefoxcities.com.
Right. Can get a counseling session down there. I think we have a caller on the
line.
We have
Gail on the phone. Good morning, Gail.
Good morning, Dylan. How are you doing?
Real fine.
Better than we deserve, Gail. Much better than we deserve.
Happy 4th of July, Gail.
Absolutely. Same to you. I have a question. Once the economy improves and businesses start to pick up, any thoughts on a few potential things that potential buyers might look for if you're thinking of selling your business? And then how do you actually go about pricing your business for sale?
Well, that's a great question.
It is a good question, Gail. One of the drivers of the value of a business is called EBITDA, and I'll explain that. That's an acronym. EBITDA,
easy for you to say, Tony.
Yeah. EBITDA is E-B-I-D-T-A. And it's EBITDA before interest. It'll come to me in a second.
It's a formula.
And it takes your net income and you add back your depreciation and interest expense and amortization expense. And earnings before interest, taxes, and depreciation and amortization. Okay. That's what it is. Earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization.
Now that you've confused the heck out of Gail.
are you with me, Gail?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And you take that formula in your business, and it's different for every company in every industry, but you look at what that was for the last 3 to 5 years. And then you want to average that. Now, this is just a down and dirty way to do this, but it gives you a ballpark figure. Then you have to find out in your industry, different industries have different multiples of that EBITDA number. So a few years ago, if you owned a newspaper, it might be 14 times that number. In the laundry dry cleaning business, it might have been 6 or 8 times that number. Some industries are higher, some industries are lower. But here's the bottom line. The business's cash flow is what the purchaser is buying. They're buying the ability of the business to generate cash flow, not profit. Not profit. Because cash flow generates profit. Profit does not generate cash flow. So if you have earnings before interest, depreciation, taxes, and amortization, you're measuring the cash flow of the company. And the multiple of that EBITDA is what is going to pay the purchaser back. That's called the return on their investment. If they're paying $1 million for a business, the guy who's buying the business is going to ask himself, how long will it take that EBITDA to pay me back on my $1 million?
Do you, let me, just a quick thing in conjunction with what Tony is saying. Do you have an accountant that helps you in that business right now?
Yes, I do.
Okay, it probably would help
Absolutely.
To get him involved in evaluating and he could probably help you that EBITDA formula that Tony is just talking about.
Mm-hmm. And EBITDA is not the only thing, Gail, that the purchaser will also be looking at the physical assets of the company.
Sure.
If the company owns equipment or buildings or vehicles, those also have value. But this is just an overview for you, so I don't want anyone listening to me thinking that's how I have to figure out the value of my business. It's a starting point. But if you grasp the concept of EBITDA,
mm-hmm.
and you understand the multiples relative to your industry, you've gone a long way toward understanding what your accountant is going to help you with as you sell your business. And the most important thing is the better the cash flow in the company, the better negotiating position you as a seller have to sell the business, because you'll have more people wanting to buy it because it has a better ROI than a company that doesn't have a good cash flow.
Yeah, one of the things I would point out too, Gil, I don't know what kind of business you're talking about. One of the things I see a lot of, and Tony probably does too, is businesses that generate cash into the business but do not show it on the books.
Yeah,
some of it just doesn't find its way onto a balance sheet. And you're probably going to find when somebody steps up to buy a business and the cash isn't showing, and you do that little, sometimes a business owner will kind of wink and nod, you know, we don't like tell the IRS everything. If they feel you're not being straight with the IRS, they're going to feel that you're probably not going to be straight with them. So, a lot of the restaurants very typically have a lot of cash. Beauty salons, things like that.
Gail, does that answer your question for you?
Yes, it does. And then I have another question when you're talking about the multiples, though. Where do you find those multiples?
One place to find that would be talk to your accountant.
Okay.
Another place to possibly find that is Google Business Brokers.
Oh, okay.
And go out and find some websites for business brokers.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing you can Google is business multiples.
And SIC code, standard industry code, they call it.
Yeah, the multiples will be set up by the NAICS code, which replaced the SIC code.
Mm-hmm.
SIC is no longer the standard. It's NAICS. Mm-hmm. It's a longer number.
Sure.
And you can Google NAICS codes and find out what your company's code is.
Mm-hmm.
And then find the multiple via that code by exploring the web or talking to your accountant.
Mm-hmm.
Business brokers would know those multiples because they deal with it every day.
See, and if you do your homework in preparation for buyer inquiries, you probably will do a lot better than if you just try to field any inquiry questions off the cuff. Because
mm-hmm.
It'll look like you've really, really thought this through seriously.
And this is something that's just starting to formulate in my mind, mm-hmm. like maybe 5, 6, 7 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Really want to start preparing.
Very good.
Yeah, I think that's what a lot of entrepreneurs, they start a business, they build the business, they grow the business, and then they look to sell the business and maybe get multiple times their earnings, like Tony said, and walk away with a nice payday.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And who knows, maybe you'll start another one using that.
And along the way, Gail, you may want to talk to your attorney and your accountant, begin those conversations now on an exploratory basis, and learn what's required for the process of selling a business, so that you can anticipate the questions or the expectations of the buyer early on in the program. And since I like the idea that you're thinking of selling your business 5, 7 years from now, because this gives you time to make that business look really, really good. And when someone buys the business, they're usually looking at the last 3 to 5 years of history.
Right.
So you're in a position to create good history at the time of the sale.
Come on down if you can make an appointment with SCORE and come on down and talk to a counselor.
Gail, Robbie on our board just said that you can get EBITDA multiples by industry on Google.
Oh, okay.
So EBITDA multiples by industry. Thank you, Robbie, for that.
Great. Thank you.
Have a great weekend, Gail.
Thank you, Gail.
And
we will get you a book called Speaking of Success. I'll get that on the mail to you.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thanks.
You're welcome, Gail.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, you're on Biz Talk. We are talking biz right here on the radio. If you're in the Appleton area, you can reach us at 281-1150, 281-1150, or you can call us toll-free anywhere that you happen to be. If you are in California and we're streaming, and you're hearing this show, you can call us at 866-887-1150, and we will get you right on the radio. Okay, are we about ready? Why don't we take another break? Come on back, and then let's give the 10 secrets of success in business, Tony. What do you think?
Got it.
We'll be back in just a few minutes here on the Business Talk Radio Network, right here at 1150 WHBY.
Bookkeeping?
I just can't
handle it all.
Have the financial demands of your business become too taxing? Let Albertson Healing give you the personal service you desire. We're big enough to handle all of your business tax and accounting needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
As the number one SBA lender in Wisconsin, Associated Bank has been helping small businesses grow for over 120 years. By getting to know you, your business, and the goals you hope to achieve, Associated is able to offer a wide range of financial solutions to help you run your business more efficiently and save you time and money. If you're interested in learning more about the financial solutions Associated offers to business owners, visit an Associated branch or AssociatedBank.com. Loan subject to credit approval, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC, and Associated Bank Corp.
Epiphany Law provides business law expertise to startup and growing businesses.
I'm about to sign a lease agreement on a new storefront, and I have this nagging feeling that I should have someone looking it over first.
I'm looking at handing my business over to my son in a few years, and I have no idea how to do that.
Epiphany Law knows the critical questions to ask, and they provide the legal resources required by today's business owners.
I'm thinking of investing in a new franchise, and there are parts of this contract that are way beyond me.
There are employment laws that I just don't understand.
Epiphany Law provides solutions to businesses of varying shapes and sizes, and has the expertise to be your all-around business legal advisor.
I'm buying a business.
I'm selling a business.
See the business law experts at Epiphany Law by calling 920-996-0000 or look them up online at www.epiphanylaw.com. An epiphany is a flash of light that points to a better way. At Epiphany Law, they provide that better way.
Okay, we are back. We're wrapping up the show this morning, and hey, the time went pretty fast.
Yeah, we might have time for another question.
Yeah, let's throw the. I'm going to throw the number out there again, and if you want to give us a call, we can still give away some books. This morning, it's 281-1150 in Appleton, 281-1150. If you are outside of Appleton, reach us at TDS Metricom toll-free line 866-887-1150, and we will get you right in here.
I want to just mention, too, Jim, that there's one particular sergeant out there who's listening this morning, and this applies to police officers.
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah, it does. When police officers retire, their bodies are, you know, they eat a lot of donuts. Now, I'm just making fun. And Robbie knows who I'm talking about.
But yes, I do.
Even they can get a job they want to do work hard at.
That stereotype of police officers sitting around eating donuts.
And unfortunately, I can't mention his name, but he's cruising this morning in Appleton.
Well, you'll hear from him. Wait till you go out and try to start your car.
He's probably sitting out there waiting for me with his lights on when I leave.
Okay. Anyway, we could take... as I said, we got time for another call. I think we got a call coming in, but I did tell people about the 10 success secrets. I think what I'm going to do, though, is relegate that to our day-long event.
Sure.
They're going to want to be at that because we're going to... That's one of the
areas
we're going
to cover. Like the 10 Commandments?
It's kind of 10 principles.
10 principles should be successful business?
That should be there when you start your business or...
Yeah.
Expand, grow, or whatever.
One other thing I'll mention, Jim, is there was an article in a money magazine in September of 08. It's 2 years almost. Mm-hmm. Is an attorney in California who was interviewed by the money magazine, and her quote, her story was, "You can't teach people financial management. It's a waste of time to teach them financial management." I copied that article and I handed it out. Because
they can't learn it? Is that what it was?
That's what she's saying. Uh-huh. And I'm saying to folks when I speak to them, around the country, I work with people, and I say to them, don't listen to all the professionals out there, because some of them don't want you to know this stuff.
Right.
And as
a
business owner...
Puts them right out of business.
You don't need to be the CPA, but you really do need to understand how it's all working.
Right.
So don't listen to those professionals.
Okay, we got Judy on the line. Judy, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for the services that you do, because I have a small business,
mm-hmm.
very small, but I love doing it, and I think that is absolutely the key. And I worked with SCORE
mm-hmm.
Great.
To get it started.
Oh, good.
And I can't say enough nice things about working with people for the business plan.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Glad to hear that, Judy.
and determining exactly what you want to do with that business. I mean, if you haven't got some kind of direction, either you want to stay small, get big, you know, have to make those decisions. Otherwise, you're not going down the right path. And I'm so grateful to have had you guys. I've listened to you for a few years now.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for calling in, Judy. That's wonderful for you to say that.
Well, why don't we get you a book, and you're one of our faithful listeners and a business person, so a client. That's what we like to hear. So you get a little feedback once in a while. It makes you feel good.
Yes.
Like you're...
And put September 30th on your calendar, Judy, for the Bordini Center. It's a day-long event. September 30th, SCORE does one every year.
Yeah, okay. We'll have that up on the website, and we'll be talking more about that in the coming weeks. But that's going to be a good program for anybody in business, or even if you're sitting on the couch thinking about starting a business.
You don't get to sit on the couch once you get going, though.
Well said, Judy.
Thank you, Judy.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
Okay. And we got Jim on the line. Oh, Jim isn't there. Jim took off.
We lost.
So that's good to hear, because I think SCORE, you know, we got some pretty dedicated volunteers at the SCORE chapter.
We do.
And, you know, I was part of the Small Business Development Center in a past life. And since I joined SCORE, I have, I think we hit grassroots with people a little bit more than some other entities out there. And I don't want to cast aspersions. Okay, listen, we're coming. What do we got
about
left?
3 minutes left.
About 3 minutes.
Time for our oyster.
Robbie Johnson, who is actually... He's the drive time, voice of drive time here on WHV.
We're honored to have him in the studio.
He's sitting here this morning helping us run the board. In fact, he's running the board.
He's running the show.
He won't let us get near it.
No.
And we're going to let you, Robbie, you've been a guy that's been in business over your life, in and out of a few businesses.
Yes.
And we're going to let you throw that pearl of wisdom, that biz tip out there.
The hallowed opportunity. The hallowed opportunity.
Well, I've sat here running this board now for my four-year tenure at WHPY. It'll be 4 years this next week.
Happy anniversary.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And happy birthday to your daughter.
Thank you very much as well. I used to work for a trucking company that had multiple locations throughout the country. This is back in the 1999, 2000, 2001, 2002 era.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, when 9/11 hit...
Yeah.
In 2001, that killed the transportation. I mean, my job was to go around and open our new offices.
Right.
Like franchises? So,
yeah, we were training people. You know, we had basically as a trucking company and a kit. I mean, we would give you help you with your business plan, give you the framework of that. You plug your own numbers for your little area and deal with your hiring and everything else. But you have to also come up with your money, your skin in the game, as you've referred to it many times. And one of the things that that you guys have mentioned on this show that I've been a firm believer in is you write your business plan as your business plan, not to get the loan.
Correct, exactly.
Because
right.
if you write it to get the loan, to get the money, you can end up in a world of hurt. Bingo. And I actually, back in 2001, my wife at the time and I were looking at moving back to Iowa, starting our own trucking company. Not the same type, but going into a different type of trucking. And we didn't have all of the skin that we probably should. And we had a tough time getting a bank to give us an SBA loan because of that.
Mm-hmm.
And thankfully, that was a good thing. Looking back at it now, the hindsight being 2020, we didn't get the loan. My dream of owning a trucking company and, you know, having a fleet of trucks and hauling all kinds of things from cattle to grain to whatever it was, with the insurance that went nuts, fuel prices that went nuts, we'd have been bankrupt in 9 months.
Right after 9/11.
Bankrupt in 9 months. We would have started in mid-2002, and we'd have been done beginning of 2003.
So sometimes what we think is a negative can turn into a positive
real
quick.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
30 seconds, guys.
Well, that's a great bit. I think it's a great bit of encouraging sharing, Robbie, because sometimes when we're told we can't do something, there's a longer purpose. We just have to look for it.
Okay, that's Biz Talk this morning. We're back next.